Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug Benson, and this is a mini boner ep of Doug Loves Movies coming to you from a hotel room in San Francisco, California on Sunday, January 27th, 2 Ocean's 13. I'm at SF Sketchfest, where I did a Benson movie interruption of Catwoman yesterday at 4:20 at the Roxy Theater with co-interrupters Nick Kroll, Eugene Merman, and Joe Mandy. My eight words or less review of Catwoman? Me ouch. And I will play the audio from that event at the end of this shorty. On Friday night, when I arrived at Sketchfest, I got to participate in the Adventures of Pete and Pete 20th anniversary show, where original actors from that program read some scenes, supplemented with actors like Colin Hanks, Paget Brewster, James Urbaniak, and me. Yeah, me. So much fun. Thanks to all the Pete and Pete folks, especially Little Pete himself, Danny Tamborelli, for thinking of me for that performance. Big Pete was there, Artie was there, Endless Mike was there. Ellen wasn't there, but we were told the actress who played Ellen is now a pediatric surgeon or something like that. In classic scenes from the show, I got to play Jack the Mob Goon, Mr. McFlimp, Mark Twibb, and Mr. Slurm, the shop teacher. Great way to start Sketchfest. And here's some great news. The Tournament of Championships 3 will plop in the comedy album section of iTunes tomorrow, Monday, January 28th. And if you can't wait till then to get it, go ahead and get it at DouglasMovies.com right now, supposedly. It's just $2, 90 minutes of ham with a side of wood and McCooch. Who will move on to the Super Tournament of Championships against Matt Bronger and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine? From the Corrections Department, Keith Lowell Jensen, who guested on Douglas Movies in Sacramento, has actually made a film and neglected to mention it on a podcast about movies. He even brought a copy and gave it to me instead of putting it in the prize bag. So I will have him on sometime again to talk about his movie. Maybe. Tweet me your thoughts on that. Now it's time for Tweet Relief Tweets About Movies. At JTD James tweeted to me, "You should jump in on hashtag Star Wars 7 title game on Twitter. Examples, Han in 60 seconds, or P.S. I love you, P.S. I know." So I did jump in on the hashtag Star Wars 7 titles game with Vaders of the Lost Ark, R. Salacious Crumb, Vanilla Skywalker, and I Have a Bad Feeling About This Is 40. This has been Tweet Relief's tweets about movies. I promised the last time I was at Zany's Comedy Club in Rosemont, Illinois, that I would come back and tape a Douglas Movies, and it is actually happening. February 17th at 4:20. Let's do this, Chicago adjacent. Also, in January news, last-minute Douglas Movies taping has been added in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics this Thursday, January 31st. The cast of an upcoming thing wants to promote said thing by appearing on Douglas Movies. So it's the cast of something that I know you guys enjoy at Meltdown Comics, 8 o'clock Thursday night. Don't miss it. Tomorrow's Benson Movie Interruption at SF Sketchfest is sold out. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got... And there are just a couple of tickets, like less than 10 for The Notebook on February 2nd. Plenty of seats available for Twilight, the original, the number one first Twilight movie, directed by Catherine Hardwicke. We'll be playing on the big, big, big screen at the Castro Theater in San Francisco on February 9th at 4:20. It's a huge venue, so we're pulling out the big guns, guests-wise, and along with three other amazing peeps, Patton Oswalt. Yes, the Patton Oswalt will be there, schedule permitting. I'm a big fan! All right, so here's the opening to the Catwoman interruption. And as always, Sharon Stone is a shithead.
So yeah, my favorite thing about this Catwoman movie, which I've only seen snippets of, I haven't really sat down and watched the whole thing. I just catch moments of it. But my favorite thing about it is that Halle Berry, they've decided the Catwoman is part cat. Or all cat. Like, she just behaves like a cat. And my favorite is when she's sleeping on a shelf. You'll see. So let me bring in first of all, I just want to say that tomorrow Anaconda is sold out. And are you hissing the movie, or is there an Anaconda in the building? I forget, does the Anaconda hiss like that in the movie? I think it just opens its mouth real big and eats people whole. Especially their whole. So there's that tomorrow, and then The Notebook next Saturday is... There's only like 10 seats left for that, so jump on it if you like crying and feeling terrible about yourself. Because we're going to make you feel stupid for crying, but you're going to do it anyway, probably. I've seen Anaconda, but I haven't seen The Notebook, so it's a really fun experience for me. And then, on February 9th, digging back to the beginning, because I didn't pay attention until part four, Twilight, the original Twilight, in the majestic, beautiful Castro Theater that seats 1,400 people. There will never have been a bigger screening of people laughing at Twilight ever, because anytime a theater that big showing Twilight is full, everyone is there because they love it. And I have a strange passion for it now, because I thought part two of part four was really entertaining. It turned me around finally, so I'm going back to the first Twilight. But let's ring out my guests for today. My co-interrupters are all doing their own shows about Sketchfest, and I'm here at Sketchfest, and I will ask them about them when they get down here. Please welcome my friends Joe Mandy, Nick Kroll, and Eugene Mervin. So yeah, Sit Like Painting, it's a real across from your microphone. It's a real smorgasbord of microphones. Every microphone is different.
Yeah. Oh, this
just
works.
Yeah, just grab a seat like where you can, your microphone cord will reach.
Okay.
And then we'll hopefully not have too much of that.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, we got enough seats that if you sit a couple apart, we won't maybe have as much feedback issues.
Okay, we won't touch legs or anything like that.
Yeah, you definitely want the...
I don't want to sit right in front of that thing. That's what started the whole...
Yeah, don't sit. So let's all maybe all move down just a little
bit. Keep moving. Let's just keep moving.
Let's just keep doing it, you guys. This is fun.
This is the shortest.
Welcome to the Benson and Friends Fine Seats. Why are we playing music like...
Oh, this is good. This is the best way to see a movie.
Hello. I always, when I go to the movies, I always try to get in the front row.
Yeah.
I usually bring a mic with an amp just so people know how I feel about the movie.
I saw National Lampoon's European Vacation in a theater, and it was a theater that's now closed on Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood, and sitting in the very front row, it was even closer to this front row. This is a pretty close one, but any closer, forget it. I can't do it. But sitting in the very front row, Crispin Glover and his dad.
His dad?
His dad, who I loved. He's one of the two kind of
his dad is
villains
Donald
in...
Donald Glover?
No. All right, well, we'll talk about that later. That was Nick Kroll, everybody. Nick Kroll is here. And you do have a really fun microphone. That doesn't even look real.
This microphone looks like a studio musician like got too addicted to heroin and had to sell a bunch of his items, like his crappy like in-house studio. And this is like the microphone that... This is the main microphone that he finally gave up.
That he plugged into his gateway computer.
That's Joe Mandy, everybody. Also in the house. You're doing, I caught your set last night at the Punchline. You're there all weekend.
Yep.
Doing shows with Michelle Buteau.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you want to
mention? I'm doing the D-Located show tonight with John Blazer.
Oh, that's neat. Where's that at? Cobbs?
That's at Cobbs.
Nice. And Nicole, what are you doing?
I'm doing a show at Cobbs right before John's at 7:30.
This evening?
Yes.
So everybody... Jump up and run out of here when Catwoman's over. I bet you could leave 10 minutes before it ends and not miss a thing.
They could leave right now and not really miss anything.
Catwoman wins, I think.
Eugene Merman, you guys. My favorite little boy on television right now. Holy shit. So funny. Bob's Burgers, you guys. And you're doing a bunch of different shows here at Sketch Fest.
Yeah, but I only have one left, and it's the D-Located show with Joe and John at Cobbs. And you guys can go get dinner and then go to that. You'd miss Nick, but it's, you know, it's fine.
That's fine. Dinner, it's
more, I mean, you have to. I'm just saying,
it's more important to get a good meal. I believe that, honestly.
I'm going to go to you.
I believe that you believe it.
Have you seen my act recently?
It's all Andy Kindler jokes.
What about Catwoman, Nick? Have you seen it before?
I have not. I have jerked off to Earth the Kit before. But that's the closest connection I have to Catwoman.
Fair enough.
And I tried to jerk off to Anne Hathaway once.
To what?
To Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't work.
Yeah.
Didn't stay.
Couldn't get it going.
Yeah. Should have tried the Riddler.
Anne Hathaway's ruined for me now because every time I try to think of her, I just picture someone pulling her teeth out with pliers.
See, that usually helps me finish.
Yeah, you don't like those teeth getting
in the way.
Getting all in there.
That's why San Francisco's my kind of town.
I figured out why there's so many gay dudes here in San Francisco.
Well, how come?
It's because all the women make their hair a dumb color. The men just lost interest. I'm good. I don't need to fuck a flamingo. Suck off this dude. Well, this is good. We're setting a tone. How do you, where do you stand on Catwoman, Eugene?
I think I've seen it.
You may have.
I think that there's a cream that makes your, anyway. I can't tell if I'm giving something away or if I don't remember the movie right.
No, there's a cream.
There's like an evil cream.
Yeah.
This whole movie is about
an evil cosmetic,
right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah. No, it's same as Law and Order.
It's name as Law and Order 4, yeah.
Yeah, you can't get any work anymore for some reason.
And yet Catwoman was so well made.
Yeah, he is in fact in it, and
an Academy Award winning actress, Halle Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a good, I get why it was made.
Like, and Academy Award winner Sharon Stone, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sharon's in it?
And she won an Academy Award, right?
She did.
And
do you think?
And Alex Borstein from Family Guy
has
a part in it.
Was this movie made on the dare?
Well, it was directed by someone named Pitoff.
Pitoff.
And Leonard Maltin only gave it 1.5 stars. And he says, Barry does her best.
You can only lick your arms so many times to make a movie good.
And Stone manages to be dull even while parodying herself. I'm going to make fun of my own image badly. Not going to do that well. So, yeah, nonsensical, he calls it. So that's why we're going to watch it today. Beautiful day in San Francisco. And what's that, Nick?
Can I use my privilege of microphone right now?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a popcorn and some soda?
Oh, yeah.
What do you want, like a Diet Coke?
Yeah,
me too. Okay, how about that?
A couple Diet Cokes for the fellas.
Yeah, and
if
popcorn.
You
want to
throw some goddamn Milk Duds inside of the popcorn, I would probably eat that as well.
And if you do your minstrel, it's like, wow, how'd that get there?
And if you bring me Mike and Ike, I'll throw them at the crowd.
I would also like a Vespa.
What would you do with a Klondike bar? That's not the expression.
What would you do with a Klondike bar?
I don't know.
It's a hot day, probably going to my ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my ass is on fire. It needs to cool down with a chocolate-coated ice cream cube.
Oh, Joe, have you seen Catwoman?
Yeah, I saw it last year. Our friend Paul lent me the DVD, and it took me about 3 weeks to watch. I would watch like 15 minutes and just close my computer. Like, nope, maybe tomorrow. But I do, I did enjoy the Egyptology aspect of the movie.
There's ooh. Like
Egyptian culture.
Even really? Though,
yeah.
Well, they loved cats.
They did. They had a cat goddess. We will learn about.
No way. All right, you guys, let's do this. Thank you for coming to watch Catwoman.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his